This is the eighth dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm in Gushdad, 1975.
I've had a letter from David Schoenberg, and we've sent the tapes of the Brockwood discussions to David Schoenberg.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a few questions, and I think the major, he finds them very interesting, of course. He raised one question, we know, which I could put like this. Say, if thought is fragmented, inherently fragmented, and yet thought has to be consciously aware of its own fragmentation, then we could ask the question whether the thought which is aware of its own fragmentation is also fragmented.
Do you start with that?
Yes.
Why do we accept that thought is fragmented?
Yes, well...
Why do we say that thought is broken up, has the faculty of breaking up?
I think one could go into the nature, one would have to look deeply into the nature of thought. I mean,
yes.
Aside from the fact that experience seems to fit it, which is not a very good reason.
No. Experience isn't a good criterion.
No. I mean, we do experience thought as fragmentary, but that is, we have to understand
what is the real basic reason for thought to be fragmented? Why is thought limited, broken up?
Yes, well, you know, I've been considering for some time the nature of thought. And see, one point about thought is that it forms a kind of, let's say it may be a combination, beginning as a reaction and becoming a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thought creates a certain, on the basis of memory, thought creates a certain imitation of some actual thing that happens independently of thought, right? And is that clear?
I follow that.
For example, it may imitate the appearance in your imagination or the feeling or the sound or something else. Now, it is not possible in a reflection to capture the whole of what is reflected.
Yes.
It is always an abstraction.
So always an abstraction, I agree.
Abstract means to take out. So you.
But we haven't answered my question yet.
Yeah, but an abstract...
Why is it fragmented?
But any abstraction is bound to be a part, to be a fragment, you see.
You're saying thought reflects memory.
Yeah, it reflects the content of memory.
Content of memory. And therefore, as it reflects, it's an abstraction.
It doesn't reflect all.
All, therefore it's fragmentary.
Yes.
Yes.
It selects some things to reflect and others are not reflected.
Would you put the question this way? Can thought see the whole?
Well, you see, does thought see? You see, that's another question which David Schoenberg raised. Does thought actually see anything?
Anything.
Right? And we discussed the other time in Brockwood that there is a conscious awareness. The thought can be consciously aware of something. Let's say that there is an awareness which involves perception. And now thought, see, I don't know how you could put it, but everything that we are aware of may go on to the memory. Is that right?
Yes.
And now when that memory responds, we have thought.
That's what we said, yes.
Right. So therefore, as I see it, conscious awareness is awareness recorded in memory and then reflected.
Yes, that is
right.
So memory is fragmented.
Memory is inherently fragmented because it selects something.
Yeah, memory is fragmented. Therefore, its reflection as thought is fragmented.
It's not the whole.
Yes.
The whole experience, for example, is not contained in the memory. Subtle, the essences may be left out.
Left out.